Hey everyone, Dane here, welcoming you to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of February 4th through the 8th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Bethlehem's local news. This is episode 13 of our podcast, and like usual, first off with our news, here's Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, February the 1st. Cloudy with a high of 60 and a low of 48. Saturday, February the 2nd. Showers with a high of 60 and a low of 43. Sunday, February 3rd. Cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers with a high 70 and a low of 53. Monday, February the 4th. Showers with a high of 71 and a low of 60.
This weather data was accurate as of Thursday, January 31st, 2019. Okay, now on with the news. The Homecoming King and Queen winners were announced. Last year's Homecoming King was Jake, and this year he passed it down on to Jordan. Last year's queen was Jaslyn, and she gave over her crown to Haley. Congratulations to this year's king and queen winners.
Senior ads for 2019 yearbooks are on sale now. Seniors, letters have been mailed to every senior that has an order form.
The junior class is selling Cupidgrams for Valentine's Day. If you want to buy one for that lucky girl or guy, be sure to see any 11th grader for an order form. Fun fact, actually, February the 6th is the 100th day of school.
I'm sure that every student will enjoy this next one. February 18th will be President's Day, so there will be no school.
Thank you for tuning in to Bethlehem's This Week's News. This has been Lane,
Anna,
and Haley with your local news. We hope you have an amazing week, Wildcats.
And stay tuned next for sports. Goodbye.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're here to bring you the sports from around Bethlehem.
Starting off with our varsity basketball.
The girls on January 25th played Central and won 53-51. The boys also played Central and won 67-61.
On January 26th, for homecoming, the girls played Wicksburg and won 47-39. The boys played Blountstown and got a win 61-46.
On the 28th of January, the boys played Palm Bay Prep and won 86-24. Jordan also tied the state record for the most three-pointers made in a game that game with 18.
On January 29th, the girls lost to Marianna 31-58, and the boys lost to Cottondale 34-58.
Our upcoming games include the girls playing Cottondale January 31st and the boys playing Altha January 31st. And the boys will also play Bonifay February the 8th.
What's up, Wildcats? Welcome back to our segment,
Funky Factoids,
with
Alex
and Haley. Today's theme will be Funky Music Facts.
Did you know that the chills you get when you listen to music is mostly caused by the brain releasing dopamine while anticipating the peak moment of a song? Side note, dopamine is a feel-good chemical released by the brain.
Did you know there are few activities in life that utilize the entire brain, and music is one of them? A research team recorded a group of individuals who were listening to music. They found that listening to music recruits the auditory areas and employs large-scale neural networks in the brain. In fact, they believe music can activate emotional, motor, and creative areas of the brain.
Did you know brain plasticity refers to the brain's ability to change throughout the changes associated with learning occur mostly in the connections between neurons? When studying musicians, they found that the cortex volume was the highest in professional musicians, determinant in mature musicians, and lowest in non-musicians.
Did you know that we are all out of facts for today? Tune in next time for another episode of
Funky Factoids. By the way, you can find all of this interesting information at unbelievablefacts.com.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, it's Emmanuel.
Alex and
Haley here.
With our segment, A Voyage Through History. Now let's get this voyage back on the path through time. Starting off with
February 4th, 1789, the Electoral College chooses George Washington to be the first U.S. president. 1932, the first Winter Olympics in the United States open in Lake Placid, New York. February 5th, the Oregon Spectator, the first newspaper on the Pacific coast of the U.S., is published in Oregon City. 1883, the Southern Pacific Railroad opens a transcontinental sunset route from New Orleans to San Francisco.
February 6, 1788, Massachusetts becomes the sixth state to ratify the Constitution. 1971, Apollo 14th astronaut Lance Shepard hits three golf balls on the moon.
February 7, 1795, the 11th Amendment, which clarifies federal judicial power, is ratified. 1867, Laura Ingalls Wilder is born near Pepin, Wisconsin. February 8th, 1693, the College of William and Mary, second oldest in the United States, is chartered. 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded in Washington, D.C.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William Bennett and John Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to A Voyage Through History. But unfortunately, our voyage has come to a halt. Stay tuned for our next segment.
Hey guys, it's Dane here.
And Lexi.
And we're here to bring you the top 10 classic arcade games of all time. Coming in at number 10,
Pong.
Pong was made by Atari in 1972. Number 9,
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong was made by Nintendo in 1981. Number 8.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders was created by Taito in 1978. Number 7.
Centipede.
Centipede was created by Atari in 1980. Number 6.
Galaxian.
Galaxian was made by Namco in 1979. And now to start off the top 5. Number 5.
Defender.
Defender was created by Williams Electronics in 1981. Number 4.
Asteroid.
Asteroids was created by Atari in 1979. Number 3.
Dig Dug.
Dig Dug was made by Namco in 1982. Number 2.
Galaga.
Galaga was created by Namco in 1981 and is also the sequel to Galaxian. And finally, at number 1, we have
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man was created by Namco in 1980, and it is our greatest arcade game of all time.
All right, Wildcats, thanks for tuning in. I'm Dane.
And I'm Lane.
And we'll see you guys next week.